out here at Cowboys training camp. Week one out here is concluding. And we got a whole nother week in front of us.
Yeah, we do. We're trying to figure out if we're going to go see Michael McDonald in Ojai tomorrow night. I don't think you want me to go.
You can do whatever you want.
You didn't sound very much into me going up there.
You can do whatever you want.
And singing every song into your ear.
You can do whatever you want, Cobra. You want to go see Michael McDonald, and you can go see Michael McDonald.
So he's playing like this little bitty joint up in Ojai called the Ojai Bowl or something, which none of us had ever heard of before, but it's like a 500-seat little amphitheater. Now, here's the rub, Danny.
Yes?
Tickets for Michael McDonald are like $85.
That's a good price to see a legend, Corby.
That's a lot of money, man.
It's $85 well spent, Corby.
To throw down on Michael McDonald. But if that's the way the wind is blowing, that's the way the wind is blowing.
You'd spend it to go see the head and the heart.
Yeah, I would.
And you know what?
Government mule.
Saw them on Kimmel last night.
Yeah.
Not very good live, bro.
Head and the heart?
Yeah. They did that new song that's real popular, Misconnection.
Yeah.
Kind of fell
flat.
It's
a great song. It's all right. They're very good live. Trust me. I've seen them twice. They're really, really good.
Well, Michael McDonald will be good live. This will not be wasted money.
All right. Will he be wearing shorts?
No.
Will he?
Yeah.
Shorts.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Pants.
It's hot in Ojai. You have to check that out.
He'll be dressed very nicely.
All right. So I saw you yesterday. We stayed after practice and went out on the field, and I saw you wandering from player to player.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you were asking them where you could get a sandwich or if you were doing interviews.
I was doing interviews.
Like the best place to eat in Oxnard or what?
I was trying to find out a little bit about these guys who might wind up on the Dallas Football Cowboys.
These young athletes?
Yes.
Okay.
The idea here is to give you, the ticket listener, a little bit of insight just as to what these guys are about.
Right, right. So what was the angle here? Or am I going to hear it?
The angle is really kind of all over the place.
Oh, yeah?
There's a different angle in every one of these.
If I remember correctly, I gave you specific instructions about 3 months ago on something you could have done.
What was it?
You know how I always will tell rambling stories about doo-doo girlfriends and boxing and pigs?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember the most recent one that got pulled was the one about my German Shepherd?
Yes.
That did something to a burglar in the backyard?
Yes.
And I gave Mike
his ass.
Oh, God. Gave Mike instructions to possibly use that. Could that have been one?
We'll see.
Okay.
Let's listen to what went on yesterday between me and this young, unidentified Cowboys player.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's do this. What's your name?
Donovan Alumba.
What position you play?
Cornerback.
Where'd you go to college?
Portland State.
How many years you been in the league?
This is my second year.
Where were you last year?
On practice squad.
On the practice squad here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who's your position coach?
Chris Hussard.
Oh, my God. Him?
He's fire. He's lit.
I hear he's a hard ass of the highest order.
No, I love him.
You love him?
Amazing, yeah.
You learning from him?
Yeah, he's the best.
You getting all your work in? Think you can get a little playing time this year?
Possibly. Just got to work hard every single day.
All right. Where'd you... So do you ever get the feeling there's something going on out there that we don't know anything about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, just, I don't know, something happening that is kind of moving the pieces around. We don't know.
No, I don't even focus on that. I just focus on playing every day.
Just on playing every day?
That's the only thing I could do.
Me and a friend were boxing in my front yard.
What'd you say?
Me and a friend were boxing in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl that I went to kindergarten with came over. And she invited us over to her house and said she had something she wanted to show us in her backyard. So we followed her and went through. And we were standing out by the gate in her side yard with the gate open. She pulled down her panties, squatted, and made mud right there in front of me and my friend.
Oh, God.
And we just stood there and looked at it. My friend poked it with a stick, and we went home. Anything like that ever happened to you?
Never. It's never happened.
Nothing like that's ever happened?
No, sir.
Okay, man. Thanks.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks.
He thinks this old guy is boxing with his friend.
I know.
From Kenny's, known him since kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
That's the best part about that is what's going through their head. Is he telling a story about kindergarten, or is he telling a story that just happened like a couple of days ago that you were boxing with someone?
Your
you.
Front yard.
Yeah.
And then some woman.
A woman.
Came over. That I went to kindergarten with and have known all this time.
Right. Just came over and pulled her panties down.
Well, first she told us that she had something she wanted to show us in her backyard.
Yeah.
So you get 3 yards at this
You're
story.
Obsessed with that story.
Did you get all the... Was everything perfect in that? Can I hear the original
Dude,
one?
It's pretty damn close.
Yeah, one sec.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is insane. I'm insane best, now.
All right, the best I got was... It. Okay.
Me and my friend were boxing in my front yard. And this girl that I went to kindergarten with was lived about 3 houses down, came over, invited us to her house, and said she had something to show us in the backyard. We followed her. She went through, and we stood out by her side yard with the fence closed.
Fence closed.
She pulled her panties down, squatted, and made mud right in front of me and my friend, and pulled her panties back up, and we stood there and looked at it. And then my friend poked it with a stick, and then we went back home.
That's pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
It's real close. It's yeah, too it's, close.
Yeah, it's right on it.
The
it's
like fence the, was closed. What does that
yeah,
even
what is
mean?
That? The fence was closed. Did you bring that up with this guy?
Yeah.
That the fence was closed?
No, he said yeah. The gate was open.
Yeah, I said the gate was open.
Close enough, man.
My favorite in that is in the middle of it, there was, before you got to the story, the pause of, you started to ask something, and then you just stopped, and then you got on with the story. You're like, so what's it? Me and my friend were boxing.
I think he was going to ask him where he went to school, but he already asked him that.
No, actually, I forgot which story I was going to... And Lord. Also, I also had a follow-up for, do you ever get the feeling there's something going on out there that we don't know anything about that I lost track of?
Yeah. What was that? What were you going for? What is that, a drop or something? Or
it's a line from Diner.
Oh, God. Oh, that poor man.
You got another one?
Poor, poor man. Let's save it. Let's
okay.
save it.
Yeah, I got several more. It was a very productive day for me yesterday.
Sounds like it.
Let's save those. For
and just so you'll know what's ahead.
Yeah, I do. I would like a tease on the story arc.
All right. Well, I did get around to the other story, the most recent story.
Okay. Which was?
About the German Shepherd.
Oh, okay. No, right. You did?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right, good.
Good.
But that's for another day.
That's
here on the ticket.
For another day. All right, coming up next, it's Friday Fun as we jump headfirst into the pig pen.